Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Dear listeners, we present you the sixth episode of the series Land of Light. Today we follow up on the story of the monotheist Abdul Muttalib's Nazr, or vow to God, to sacrifice the best of his son if he was granted 10 sons. The venerable paternal grandfather of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, had now fathered 10 sons, and it was the time to fulfill the vow. Hence, he gathered his sons and informed them of this matter. He called on his sons to come along with him to the Kaaba, so that after a raffle, it would be cleared as to which one of them has to be sacrificed. Abdul Muttalib, in the company of his sons, was destined for the Kaaba, while the tearful mothers and sisters of the boys tried to dissuade him from fulfilling his vow. However, all of these efforts were pointless. Abdul Muttalib was determined to fulfill the pledge he had made the one and only God. Dear listeners, now we invite you to listen to the rest of this story. Harris speaks about that day.
The Kaaba was a cubic-shaped structure. It was covered by Yemeni black-colored velvets. It was made of stone, and its roof consisted of wooden logs covered with mud. The door of the Kaaba was situated at the rear end of its eastern wall. An elderly man said previously the door of the Kaaba was at ground level. After the custodianship of the Kaaba was delegated to the Quraysh tribe, they built the door well above the surface of the ground so that entry into it would not be easy and unwanted persons would be obstructed entry. Meanwhile, we followed the tradition of Walid ibn Mughirah by taking off our shoes and leaving them next to the wooden stairway. Upon climbing up the stairs, we saw the door of the Kaaba, which was covered with gold and decorated with ancient swords on the order of my father. In its interior, we went down a few stairs reaching the ground. Inside the Kaaba, there were 6 wooden pillars in 2 rows, which supported the ceiling. On the first pillar, there was a picture of the Virgin Mary, peace be upon her, and her son, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was observed in her arms. The painting was gilded and colorful. On the second pillar was a painting of Prophet Abraham, the iconoclast in an advanced age. On other pillars and walls, there were pictures of Ishmael, the firstborn son of Abraham, in addition to those of other prophets, along with the imagined images of angels. Angels were pictured as winged with human features. On the right-hand side of the door, there was a pit in which people used to place their offerings to the Kaaba. Beside it, the pagan Arabs had installed the idol named Hubal, which was burly and chubby. This idol was made of Yemeni opal. Its left hand had been broken and replaced with a hand made of gold. Opposite to this idol, there was a wooden ladder. The ceiling was covered with decorative pendants which people had gifted to the Kaaba. On the western wall, there were 2 ram horns. People believed that these horns belonged to the same ram which the archangel Gabriel brought from heaven to Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son Ishmael. On the southern wall of the Kaaba, there were iron loops. Any scared and weak individual who would get hold of those iron loops was considered to have taken refuge in the Kaaba. Thereafter, no one would have dared to harm or threaten him. Upon our entry to the interior of the Kaaba, my father told me to close the door and stand by it and not to allow anyone inside until the raffle is completed. I obeyed and stood next to the door on the top of stone-made stairs. Then Father called on the archer of the Kaaba to prepare himself for the raffle.
Although the archer was fully informed of the case, he followed the age-old tradition.
Among whom and for what is this raffle carried out?
Among my 10 sons, so that I would know which one of them should be sacrificed in compliance with my vow to God. Take this sack full of 100 dirhams and my camel. Upon the return of the herd from grazing, my servant will bring about the camel for you.
Archer took the sack of coins and covered it with his brocaded scarf. Then he bypassed a pit full of offerings and stood on a platform opposite to the idol Hobal while searching inside the silver bowl on the platform that was considered for the raffle. Thereafter, he bent forward to pick up the leather sack hanging on the right-hand side of the platform, taking out the wooden arrows from this sack. This raffle was different from the usual raffles. Afterwards, the archer brought about a pen and an ink pad while choosing 10 arrows. Then he wrote the names of each of Abdul Muttalib's sons on each of these arrows. He placed all of these arrows inside the bowl and mingled them. Later on, the archer covered the bowl with its lid. Meanwhile, Abdul Muttalib raised his hands and prayed to God Almighty.
Dear God, you are the praiseworthy Creator. You are merciful. Everything belongs to you, whether old or new. God Almighty, manifest your resolve to us in this raffle.
Now Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim and the leading figure of the Quraysh, wants to sacrifice one of his sons for the sake of fulfilling his vow to God. You should ask your Creator, God Almighty, to guide him on this path.
Thereafter, the archer closed his eyes and turned around the bowl several times, rotating it. The bowl circled and stopped after a while. The archer opened up the small valve at the bottom of the bowl. Then he hit the surface of the bowl with his wooden stick. An arrow dropped out from the open valve. Everyone held their breath. Abdul Muttalib felt tense more than anyone else.
Abdullah has been chosen.
Abdul Muttalib said that he somehow knew Abdullah would be chosen. All heads turned toward Abdullah. Meanwhile, Abdul Muttalib whispered,
"The God of the Kaaba fulfilled my wish and after years of expectation granted me 9 more sons.
There was nothing else to be done inside the Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib led the way toward the door. He was accompanied by Abdullah. Harith opened the door and stood aside. Abdul Muttalib, followed by Harith and others, set food on the wooden stairs. The crowd of people stepped aside. The leading figure of the Quraysh and his sons set food on the ground of the Kaaba amid the muted reaction of the crowd. They put on their shoes. The crowd eyed Abdul Muttalib and his sons, but didn't dare to speak out. Everyone glanced at the sons of Abdul Muttalib to somehow find out which one of them would be sacrificed. Even Fatima, the mother of Abdullah, watched in silence. Abdul Muttalib and his sons were destined for the place of sacrifice, which was close to the Zamzam well. Abdul Muttalib stood next to the place of sacrifice, which was covered with dried blood clots. The crowd gathered round the place of sacrifice. Abdul Muttalib named Abdullah. Meanwhile, he tried his utmost not to have an eye contact with his son.
He is not even 24 years old.
Abdullah is the best and most endeared son of Abdul Muttalib.
A slouch elderly man with his shaky voice called on the crowd not to allow Abdullah to be sacrificed. The tearful Fatima rushed toward Abdullah and hugged him.
I won't let you do this, Abdul Muttalib. You have to kill me first.
Samra was not in a good mood on that day.
There is no point in lying. I like Abdullah. Other wives of Abdul Muttalib also like Abdullah, although they were not his mother. However, somehow I experienced a sense of comfort now that I knew my son, Haris, was not to be sacrificed. Other wives of Abdul Muttalib more or less had the same feeling. And that day, after Fatima passed out, I rushed toward her and placed her head on my knees, urging others to bring a glass of water.
I had engrossed my attention on my vow to God, but all of a sudden I realized that the crowd is restless. Unrest was possible, especially since that Mughaira, one of Abdullah's uncles, was in the crowd. In order to prevent any unwanted incident, I told my sons not to allow anyone to get close until the job is done. My sons gathered around me and Abdullah. The crowd retreated a few steps.
Dear listeners, don't forget to tune in next week to follow up on this story. We wish you all the best.